The COVID-19 pandemic changed practically every facet of life. For filmmakers, it prompted a different type of creativity. A Rockland County resident was one of the first to film when New York reopened and decided to shoot a TV pilot entirely in Rockland. I spoke with him and one of the show's actors. Indie filmmaker Elias Plagiano says he turned to just writing when society more or less shut down during the pandemic and came up with an idea for a show he could film locally.
You know, part of the inspiration was a lot of my friends had gone to Cornell University, which is in upstate New York, and they would always tell me these horror stories about how people would always, out of pressure, jump off these gorges. Like, you know, Cornell has a lot of different subjects, but I decided to go with science. And then I just thought a little bit more about upstate New York and what are some of the things that, like, driving forces. And I noticed how a lot of these corporations kind of run these, like, you know, small towns. So I decided to join a corporation that runs a small town and has a university involved and wrap it all up in a murder mystery.
Is there any reason why someone in Hudson Falls would have your card, your business card, Mr.
McLean?
McLean.
I don't know. Maybe. What the hell's this got to do with anything?
A body was found. Your card was found on the person. We believe it's a professor at the university. So we'd just like to ask you a couple questions.
Hudson Falls tells the story of an LGBTQ science professor who mysteriously quits her job at a university and opens a craft brewery. Things get complicated when a private eye comes to town to serve her legal papers, and the secrets of this small upstate university town begin to unravel. Plagianos, whose film and television projects have won Best Director, Best Feature Film, Best Short Film, Best TV Pilot, and Best Actor awards for his cast at more than 75 international film festivals, says he was inspired by Poughkeepsie, with its colleges and craft breweries, in creating the fictional town Hudson Falls, not to be confused with the village in Washington County. And the fictional college campus, of course, is based on Cornell. Plagiano says the scenes were shot in different parts of Rockland County.
We shot a lot of it in Clarkstown, down Route 304. You know, there were a lot of car scenes, so, you know, you would recognize that. We shot in front of the Clarkstown police headquarters. We shot certain scenes in Pearl River, New York, where they have a little studio there at Blue Hill. And I really love shooting here. It's so close to the city. The actors could drive up, and it's like a whole different world.
What was it like to shoot in you know, the COVID times? I mean, how did you handle production, the actors, things like that?
Yeah, well, it was a wild time. We shot this in July, and it was the first week that New York State allowed filming. And the rules and the regulations were literally changing every morning. We would wake up and we'd have to add some new safety measure or take new test. So we were the kind of guinea pigs for how this production would work. And it was very challenging, but in many ways we found it a little bit easier because the way we shoot. We don't usually use, you know, big crews and a lot of lights and things like that. But on this particular project, to make it extra safe, and because we were one of the first, we decided to do something that many crews would never do, which is we shot the film with essentially no crew, only a cinematographer, someone to record sound, and a set dresser. So that left me as a director and a handful of producers doing a lot of the work. The other really big challenge was directing actors with a mask on because, you know, they can't really see how you're feeling or if you're, you know, joking or being serious. And, you know, the last thing was the actors, you know, had to be 6 feet away. So that was our, you know, third challenge.
Dutchess County resident and actor William Sadler is in Hudson Falls.
I was reluctant to do this with Elias. First of all, I love Elias. I did a pilot with him called Shoot Me Nicely a couple years ago that went on to win like 40 awards and what have you. But he called in the middle of this pandemic and said, I'm doing this thing. Can I send you the script and would you like to do it? And it took a little convincing because I have some underlying health issues and I was not, I'm not interested in catching this thing or bringing it home to my wife and family. As it turned out, I could drive myself to the location. Everybody was tested repeatedly. The COVID protocols that they put in place were terrific, and I, in the end, I felt safe enough to do it.
Sadler, whose mother died from COVID in the spring, says there were changes to the script to accommodate COVID-19 protocols.
I was joking with Elias. I said, why don't you shoot it in Poughkeepsie? Because then you'd be only like 10 minutes away from me. I only do things that I can drive to these days because I don't want to get on a plane. I don't feel safe traveling great distances. And so this was kind of tailor-made. We shot outdoors, which made it safer. They changed in the original script, it was supposed to happen in my character's office with several other people. They cut it down to one other person, and the scene takes place out on a sunny hillside.
He describes a day on the set where actors did their own hair and makeup.
Like I said, I drove to the set. They took somebody in PPE took my temperature before I got out of the car. Then I walked to a little tiny tent, and they'd laid out my clothes. I put the clothes on. I combed my hair, walked to the set. We rehearsed with, the camera guy, sound, and prop person, and Elias, and that was it. We rehearsed, and we shot it, and I got back in my car and drove home. It was really kind of bare bones.
Plagianos, who lives in Clarkstown, says he wrote the pilot knowing he'd be on set during COVID, but wasn't sure what guidelines, including social distancing, would be in place when it came time to actually shoot the pilot. So scenes involving intimacy, for example, used some camera tricks.
Most of these scenes are like one-on-one scenes. There are intimate moments, but we, did that by kind of shooting cleverly, having a shoulder in the frame. So you felt like they were together, but if you look at the film closely, there's rarely a shot where two actors are both in the same frame.
Sadler says paring it all down brought out creativity.
For example, my character, he's an eccentric billionaire inventor who runs an enormous chemical company. And we find him out, and the reason that he's outdoors is because he's painting. He's doing this, plein air painting when we meet him. But it sort of opened up this another color that wasn't there before. It wasn't in the script. The constrictions that the COVID protocols put on the shoot actually, I think in some ways, forced us to get creative and look in other directions. It made other things happen that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
Meantime, during the pandemic, a film with Sadler came out, the long-awaited third installment in the Bill and Ted film series in which Sadler plays the Grim Reaper. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Sadler wonders about the long-term impact COVID will have on filmmaking.
My guess is that once people realize they can shoot a TV pilot with four people, with a crew of six or something, they'll once they can do it that cheaply, they realize they can make them that cheaply, they'll never want to go back to the old way.
Hudson Falls premieres in June. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.